After a tournament full of upsets, two of the favorites made it to the college men's basketball championship last night, and North Carolina won, holding off Illinois 75-70. It's another championship for one of the elite programs in college basketball, and it is the first title for the Tar Heels' current coach, Roy Williams, who's had near misses before. NPR's Tom Goldman reports from St. Louis.
The NCAA basketball tournament is called March Madness, and it was obvious why last night at the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. This was the cheer that erupted when Illinois tied the score at 9-all, less than 5 minutes into the game. Madness indeed. And it was pretty much like that for more than 2 hours. The stands became a roiling and raucous sea of orange-clad Illinois fans and the Tar Heel faithful in their powder blue. This was the first time in 30 years the top two teams in the nation played for the championship. The expectations were high and the players delivered. A 13-point Carolina halftime lead vanished as the Illini clawed their way back. With a minute and a half left in the game, the score was tied at 70. The final scream went to the Powder Blues because in those last frantic 90 seconds, North Carolina did everything right while Illinois missed shots and turned over the ball. After his well-chronicled near misses, it was the first title for Coach Roy Williams, who was both emotional and deferential at the post-game press conference.
These two rascals sitting beside me and a few other ones in that locker room have given me memories that will be with me forever.
The biggest rascal was burly 6'9" center Sean May, who earned the most outstanding player award with his 26 points. May missed one shot all night as he dominated near the basket, proving that despite all the talk about the supremacy of little guards in college basketball, a great center can still win you championships. Carolina guard Raymond Felton said he was happy to keep feeding the ball to May.
I mean, he was just killing. I mean, why wouldn't I give it to him? And everybody was screaming, get the ball inside to Sean. I mean, it was the right thing to do.
But certainly it was the wrong ending for all those Illinois fans who had lived through a dream season with their Fighting Illini hoopsters. This was the centennial year for Illinois basketball. After being ranked first in the country for most of the season and winning a record-tying 37 games, call it symmetry or destiny, there was a feeling that Illinois would win in its first-ever title game. Illini senior forward Roger Powell is as good a spokesman as anyone on things like destiny. He's a licensed Pentecostal minister.
The season was still a blessing. You gotta be grateful, you know, and things didn't go our way. And I said God doesn't play favorites, so you know, that happens. You win some, you lose some.
North Carolina now has won 4 men's basketball championships. Perhaps the most famous was in 1982 when the legendary Michael Jordan sank the winning basket. 23 years obviously doesn't dull memories, because there was Jordan last night dressed in a powder blue Nike sweatsuit, hugging Carolina players and flashing his famous smile as he walked past reporters.
Michael, what do you think?
Well, I'm happy.
Melvin Scott, North Carolina's senior guard, said he was touched by the fact that a college title still means so much to Jordan after all the NBA titles and millions of dollars Jordan made.
In the NBA, it's just checks. You know, guys don't care about winning. And, like Michael Jordan said, you know, he'll always remember that shot he hit to win the championship, let alone all the shots he hit in the NBA. But college is just fun.
Several Carolina players answered questions about whether they'd now move on to the NBA. Melvin Scott stroked the remains of the basketball net draped around his neck. He just helped cut it down as part of the victory celebration, and he would give it, he said, to his mama. Tom Goldman, NPR News, St. Louis.